ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Lamed Ches. The sugya over here discusses the Eush Mishnah is Mavur, that when one shechts a behemoth which was a Mesukenes, then it has to be Mefarches at the time of the Shechita, to show that it did not die before the end of the Shechita. And the sugya over here discusses when exactly does this Pirches have to occur. Rav Chisda says, Pirchus Sha'amru B'Saif Shechita. Rav Chisda said over that which he heard, that the Pirchus has to be B'Saif Shechita. And Rav Chisda himself explained, B'Saif Shechita does not mean B'Saif Shechita Mamish, B'Emtza Shechita is also good enough, it's just coming La'fukei Tchila Shechita. That's the Shechita of Rav Chisda. Further on down the Omer, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, even a Pirchus B'Tchila Shechita is also good enough. And at the bottom of the Omer, Rava says, Pirchus Sha'amru B'Saif Shechita. The Pirchus has to be B'Saif Shechita. What exactly is machlokes between these amirim when the pirchas has to be? So the Shita Mekubetzes over here explains, he says, surely everyone is maskim, in order for the shechita to be a shechita ksheir, it has to be that the animal remained alive until the gemara of the shechita. So the Shita quotes for Shem Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and everyone is maskim that the animal has to remain alive until the gemara shechita. The machlokes says, what simon is enough to show us this? When does the pirchas have to be to show us that it remained alive enough till the end of the shechita? That should be a shechita kshera. The man armor who holds that even a perchus betchila shechita is good enough, the pshat that he holds, that's a simin that it remained alive until the end of the shechita. The man armor who holds dafka be'emtza, he holds that a perchus at the beginning of the shechita is not enough of a right to show that it remained alive until the end of the shechita. The man armor that holds you need b'seif shechita, he holds only that's a good enough simin to show that it remained alive long enough for the shechita to be good. The shechita mekubetzes explains a little bit further, he says the pshat in the machlokes is, the Mandam Ru holds Tchila Shechita, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he holds that as long as some of the Chiyas remains in the Behema until the end of the Shechita, that's good enough for it to be a Shechita Kshera. Therefore, if there was a Perchus B'Tchila Shechita, that shows us, Al Karcha, that there must have been some Chiyas which remained until the end, that's enough for the Shechita to be good. Rav Chisda holds that a Perchus in the beginning of the Shechita is not good enough, the Shechita Mekubetzes explains, although that is a right that there was some Chiyas left at the end of the Shechita, but it wasn't the full Chiyas, that would not be enough for it to be a shechita kshera. Only a perchus be'emtza shechita would be enough of a right to show us that the full chiyas remained until the end of the shechita. The shechita explains the lashon of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said over lashon that you need a perchus be'gemar shechita, yet Rav Chisda himself explained that doesn't really mean be'gemar shechita, it means be'emtza shechita as well. And the shechita Mekubetzes explains the pshat in that lashon of say shechita is because really that's what it's dependent on, that the chiyas remains until the end of the shechita. A perchus b'emtza shechita shows that the chiyas remains until the end of the shechita. In the final shechita, the shechita of Rava, he holds that you need a perchus b'gemar shechita. As we'll see, there's a machlekes rishenim. What is a pshat in Rava? What does it mean, b'seif shechita? Rashi's mevur, and Beis Yosef and Simon Yodzayin points this out with Das Rashi, that when Rava says you need a perchus b'seif shechita, what it really means is that the perchus continues even a little bit beyond the end of the shechita. Rashi's mevur this way a number of times, and the Ramaschal called Hechi Teche V'Tezal, that Rav Chisda was asking the Chayr that you should not need to have the Perchus B'Gemar Shechita. But Akapayim, in that Rashi, the Ramaschal called Hechi, Rashi's Mavur, that we're talking about a Perchus after the Shechita is done already. And again, in the next Dibur Maschal, Omalei Rava, there also the Lashon of Rashi is called Hechi Teche V'Tezal La'achar Shechita Shetifshet V'Tachzer. And once again, in the following Dibur Maschal, Shani Omer, and at the bottom of the Omer, in Dibur Maschal B'Seif Shechita, in all these places, Rashi's mavur that if you hold like Rava, that you need a perchus b'seif shechita, what it really means is that the perchus has to extend past the end of the shechita. And what would be the pshat in this? What does Rava mean, according to Rashi, that the perchus has to extend past the end of the shechita? So in the Mishnah of Aaron, from Baron Kotler, in Chulin Simen Gimel Ois Tes, he explains the pshat would be as follows. In order for the shechita to be matter the behemah ba'achila, it has to be not only that a maisa shechita was done while it was still alive, you need more than that. You need that the way the animal died, lemaisa, was through the shechita, and only through the shechita. There cannot be another factor which made the behemah die. Therefore, even if the full maisa shechita was completed while the animal was still alive, it would be possible that at the time of the gemar shechita, the behemah died through the tirf of two factors, the maisa shechita and a natural death through being a misukenes. And if that was the case, then it would be that the behemah is not kosher ba'achila. It has to be that we know that only the shechita killed it and nothing else. Therefore, Rava requires that there be a perchus even a little bit after the shechita, when it's mefarches after the shechita that shows us that if not for the shechita, it would have continued to live. If on the other hand it's not mefarches at all after shechita, since normally when an animal dies through shechita it is mefarches after the shechita, if it doesn't, that would be an indication that there was another cause which contributed to its death. This is how Aaron explains the way Rashi learns over here, Bedas Rava, why you need a prichas even after the shechita. Now I'll see soon that not all Rishayim are maskim to Rashi. However, first we'll mention that Rav Aaron over there, based on this explanation, Bedas Rashi, he explains a difficult Me'iri. The Me'iri over here in our sugya is Mechadish, and in the case where one shechta and Mesukenes, and it did not have a proper prichas, so the din is that it's Osir Ba'achila, the Me'iri says, although the din is that it's Osir Ba'achila B'teres Vaday, and if one eats from it, he'll be chayiv Malkus for eating Nevela, it's still a din is that the Basar is not Metama Tumas Nevela. The Me'iri does not explain what is the basis to say such a chiddush to differentiate between the din achila of nevela and the din tuma of nevela. Rabbi Aaron says the Me'iri is tamua mo'id. However, he wants to suggest, based on his hesber b'das Rashi, that perhaps there is room to be mechalik between the din of achilas nevela and tumas nevela. Based on the way Rashi is mevur, according to the shita of Rava, which is lahalacha, that in order for the shechita to be matter the behima, it has to be that the shechita alone was the cause of the death. That's why it has to be mefarches afterwards, to show that if not for the shechita, it would have continued living. And Rabbi Aaron says, perhaps we could say that's only as far as the din of achilas nevela. The Torah says, in order for shechita to be matter behima, it has to be the shechita itself was what caused it to die, and no other factor. However, as far as tumas nevela is concerned, Rabbi Aaron says, perhaps the Me'iri understood, since the lashon of the pasuk, which talks about tumas nevela, the pasuk says, v'chi yomus min behima asher hi lachem la'achla, hanegeh ben evlos yitma ad ha'orev, the lashon kiyomus could be mashma that dafka if something else caused it to die. If a ma'isa shechita contributed to the death, it would not be considered kiyomus. And since in this case there was a ma'isa shechita kshera, the animal did not die before the end of the shechita. The only reason why it's asur b'achila is because there's a concern maybe there was something else which contributed to the death at the same time as the shechita. So as far as isra achila will be concerned, it would be asur. As far as tumas nevela is concerned, as long as the shechita also contributed to the death, that would be enough to be metarit from tumas nevela. Rabbi Aaron over there does not specify whether he means to be saying b'das to Me'iri that the din is only if it has some level of perchus. That's where the Me'iri would say that it's matar m'dein nevela, even if it didn't have enough of a perchus to be matar b'achila, but it would be enough to be matar m'dein nevela. The Me'iri doesn't mention anything about perchus. The Me'iri l'chari was mashma, even if it was not mefarchus b'chlal. Rakhbam, the study which Rabbi Aaron is saying is the Pshat and Rava according to Rabashi that it has to be mefarchus even after the end of the shechita, to show that if not for the shechita, it would have continued living, and nothing else would have caused it to die. It could be that's only necessary for the heter achila, and not to be retired from tumas nevela. Now once we mention this Me'iri, we'll just say derech agav, negate to a point which we discussed in the previous shiur. We said that Rashi and the Rama are both mavur, that if one shechs a musukenes and it was not mefarches, then we consider that b'teres vaday, the animal is in nevela, it's not a suffix. As Lashon of the Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Kol She'eino Isak Heim B'Seif Shechita, B'Yadua She'Nishmasa Netula Heim En Akoidim L'Chein. Therefore the Rambam says, if one will eat from this, or B'Chayiv Malkus from Nevela. And we saw that the Bach says, that based on this, it also would come out of Kula, since it's not considered a Shechita B'Chla B'Teres Vaday, it would be Mutter to Shech the Vlad on the same day, it would not be a problem of Isai V'Es B'Noi. In the Sefer Shechita Schon, he points out that according to this Me'iri, that although the Shechita of Mesukenes, when there lacks any perchus, the Basar is Nevela B'teres Vaday, it's still a din is that the Shechita is Metar M'dei Nevela. If so, it could be that as far as Isai V'es B'nei is concerned, it would still be also to Shech the Vlad on the same day. They bring a Ramban and a Ran earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yudalid as far as the Shechita of a Mumar. The Shechita of Mumar is not Matar B'achila, but yet it's still Moitzim M'dei Nevela. And these Yishanim are Mavur that there will be an Isra Isai V'es B'nei to Shech the Vlad of the mother which was Shechted by the Mumar. We see from these Yishayim this concept that even a shechita which is not matter ba'achila, if the shechita is matar m'dei nevela, there is enough of a shechita l'inyan the din of Isai V'es B'noi, so too as far as this Me'iri, the shechita of Mesukenes which did not have a perchus, since it's enough of a shechita to be matar m'dei nevela, the din will be according to the Me'iri that you would not be able to shech the Vlad on the same day, meaning the psak halacha of the Bach may not be true according to the Me'iri. As we mentioned, although the shechita of Rashi is that the perchus has to continue after the shechita, Beis Yosef in Siman Yud Zayin, he quotes B'Shem Rabbein Yeruchim that this is Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rabbein Yeruchim writes that according to Rashi, a perchus which would be machshir the shechita would be in a case where it was partial yada before the end of the shechita, then afterwards it was a chzir yada brought the hand back after the end of the shechita. That would be a good perchus according to Rashi. However, he says the shechita of Tosfos is not like this. According to Tosis, if the Pirchas happened at the Gemara Shechita Mamish and did not extend any beyond the Gemara Shechita, that would also be kosher. And Hagoyis Ha'oris, in the bottom of the Mechon Yerushalayim edition of the tour, they bring the Knesset HaGdayla, who says that this Tosis which Rabbeinu Yeruchim quoted is not a Tosis that we have. We don't have any Tosis which says clearly when exactly is considered the Pirchas B'Gemara Shechita according to the Shechita of Rava. However, in the Sefer Shechita Schun over here, they suggest that we do have a different Machlekes Rashi and Tosis in the Sugyo, which could be understood based on Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What exactly is the Pirchus B'Gemar Shechita? And that is as follows. Rav Chisda brings a raya that you do not need a Pirchus B'Gemar Shechita. Rav Chisda says, Mino Aminelo, what's my raya? His raya is from Eush the Mishnah says, the Behima Daka Sheposhto Yodo Velo Yechzira Psula. And Rav Chisda asks, Emas, Ilayim B'Sav Shechita, if this Pirchus happened at the end of the Shechita, Kol Heichi Teichi V'Tezal, it can't be that this would not be kosher. El Lav B'Emtza Shechita. Elamai, this is a raya that when we talk about Pirchus, we're talking about the Pirchus which happens be'emtza shechita. If we could understand that if a behemah daka is poshto yod v'lo yechzira, that would not be good enough of a Pirchus to be machshir the behemah. Now what exactly does a v'chizda mean to say, kol heichi teichi v'teizal? So over here we have machlikas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains, in Dibur Maschil kol heichi, that if v'chizda was asking b'loshen t'mio, if we're talking about a Pirchus which took place after the shechita, could it be that it's not enough that the pshitas yad without the kfifa, only extending and not retracting would not be enough? If this happened after the shechita, would not make sense to say that this is not enough of a pirchus to show that it was still alive? And the Rabban over here, he brings the Rashi, and he says there are those who ask on Rashi, and this is referring to the Baal Amor, what is the pshat in the lashon of Rav Chisda mino aminelo? That lashon mino aminelo is mashma that he has a raya. The Baal Amor asks, he doesn't really have a raya, he's really asking misvara. It was not mistabra to Rav Chisda that Pashto Yod of Loyach Zero would not be enough if it takes place after the Shechita. That's not Mucha, he doesn't really have a right to that which he says. The Rabban explains with Das Rashi that Rav Chisda just means to say that once I see from the Mishnah, once I have a right that you need a significant Pirchus, then it's Mucha that the Pirchus which we're talking about is not at the end of the Shechita, rather Be'emtza Shechita. If it was talking about the end of the Shechita, then it would not make sense to say that Pashto Yod of Loyach Zero would not be good enough. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya, that Rav Chisda is asking from the din of the Mishnah, the din would not make sense if we would be talking about a Pirchus at the end of the Shechita. Akarcha has to be talking about a Pirchus be'emtza Shechita. Tosfos, on the other hand, it learns different pshat, and that which Rav Chisda says over here, kol heichi teichi v'teizal. Tosfos brings the Shechina Rabbeinu Tam, that the kash is really from the Loshon of the Mishnah, not from the din of the Mishnah. The Loshon of the Mishnah is, behem adaka sheposhto yod v'loich zira psula, she'ena el hoitzos nefesh bilvad. The Mishnah explains the reason why this is possible is because this is not a pirchus, this is a simon of the nefesh of the animal leaving it. This is the derech of the animal to extend the leg at the time that it's dying. And Rav Chisda asks, kol heichi teichi v'teizal, what's the problem if it dies now? How long does it have to live for? If this would be talking about the gemara of the shechita, then it would be fine if the nefesh is leaving now. From here, Rav Chisda saw that we're talking about pirchus be'emtza shechita, therefore the Mishnah says that if it was only peishet yad v'lo yechzira, that's not a pirchus, that's a simon that the nefesh went out, and if a nefesh goes out at the time of the emsa of the shechita, that's already a problem. It already died before the shechita was over. Mashan Tosfos over here explains the reason why Tosfos did not explain like Rashi is goofy because of the kash of the Baal Amor. According to Rashi's pshat, Rav Chisda is not really bringing a raya, he's really coming mikoyach his own svar, that it didn't make sense to Rav Chisda to say that a pirchus of pashto yod of leich zira, even if it's at the end of the shechita, would not be good enough. The kash really is misvara. Therefore, the Marsha says, Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi. Tosfos said a different pshat. The kash is from the Loshon of the Mishnah, which is Mashma, that Pashto Yod of Leich Zira is a simon of Hitzos Nefesh, and that's a problem if I had Hitzos Nefesh at this point. That would only make sense if we're talking about the emsa of the Shechita, not if we're talking about the end of the Shechita. This is how the Marsha explains why Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi. Ragapayim in the Sefer Shechita Schulin, he says, based on that which we saw from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that there's Machlikas Rashi and Tosfos Bedas Rova. According to Rashi, Seif Shechita means that the Pirchus has to continue after the Shechita, as opposed to Tosfos, he holds it's enough if it's at the moment of the Gemara Shechita. That would be another way of explaining the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what was Rav Chisda's Kasha kol heichi teichi v'teizal. Rashi will learn that we're talking about, according to Rava, Pirchus after the Shechita, so Rav Chisda has a good Kasha on that. How could it possibly be that a Pirchus of Pashto Yod v'Loich Zira, if it took place after Shechita, it's not good enough? Ashenken, according to the Shechita of Tosfos in the Sugya, Rav is not talking about a Pirchus after Shechita, he's talking about a Pirchus during Shechita. So that would not be a kasha to ask for now which the Mishnah is Mavur, that Pashto Yodav Leich Zir is not enough of a Perchis. Rather, as Tosis explains, the Kasher of Chizda is from the Loshon of the Mishnah. The Loshon of Eina Ela Haitzas Nefesh Belvad is Mashma. This is a problem that if the Nefesh left at this time, if we're talking about Seish Chita, why is that a problem? However, from the actual din of the Mishnah, that Rav Chizda did not ask, because if there is such a tzad that the perchus has to be b'seif shchita, and a perchus of Pashto Yodav Leichzira is not significant, maybe we would understand the din of the Mishnah that it would have to be Pashto Yodav Leichzira. This is the explanation given why the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis in Ner Sugyo had to understand the kasha of Rav Chizda kol hechi teichi v'teizal. We'd be telling the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis when exactly is the perchus of seif shchita. Does it mean seif shchita mamesh, or does it actually mean even after the shchita? Now, I'll discuss another point over here. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brought a right to his shita that even a perchus in the beginning of the shchita is also good enough. For now, the Mishnah says the din of Rav Shimon, if one does a shchita b'layla and he wakes up in the morning, motze k'solam m'leim dam k'shiro shezinko, you could tell by that which the k'solam m'leim dam, you could tell that it was mezanik, and that's enough of a perchus to be mach for the shchita. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asks, you don't know when that zinuk happened. It was only in the morning that he realized it must have been zinko b'shas shchita. And if the din will be that you need a perchus either be'emtze shchita or be'seif shchita, in this case it would not be kosher, because perhaps the zinka happened in the beginning of the shchita. From here, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak proved that even a perchus betchila shchita would also be kosher. Now, when Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak quotes our Mishnah to bring his raya, so on these words of the Mishnah, l'mochar motza k'solam m'leim dam, he quotes Shmuel, who explains, k'isli be'sa shchita sheninu. Meaning the Mishnah does not mean that he found dam on the walls of the room which he shechted in, rather, he found walls on the kaisa beisa shchita, the skin of the animal near the neck where the maisa shchita is done. The Rashi over here explains why was it necessary for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak to point out the pshat in the words of the Mishnah k'sam maleim dam is like Shmuel explained. If the pshat would have been otherwise, it would seem that he does not have a raya. So Rashi explains because if it would mean the walls of the room where he shechted, that way Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would not have a raya that even a perchus betchila shchita is also good enough, because by looking at the walls and seeing the location of the dam on the walls, we could tell already when the zinuk happened. If it would have happened towards the beginning of the shchita, when the animal had more kayach, then the dam of the behemoth would be higher up on the wall. Mashenkin, if it happened later on in the shchita, when the animal had less kayach, then the dam would not have been spritzed to such a high point on the wall, it would have been spritzed to a lower point. So from the point where the dam is located, one can tell already when the zinka happened. However, now that Shmuel said the pshat in the Mishnah is, they were talking about the dam on the skin near the base of shchita, near the neck where it was shechted, and there's no way to tell when that zinka happened, Mel, you would have a good right that zinka helps even beginning of the shchita. Therefore, all perchus also would have that din. Even a perchus beginning of the shchita also was good enough. Now, the Shittim Kubetis over here in Ois Tazayin, he says these words really are not from Rashi. He says we find the Rishonim asked this kasha and no one quoted Rashi. And furthermore, the Shittim Kubetis said that he had three versions of the Pirush of Rashi, and none of them had this piece. Akarchi says it comes from a later Mefarsh, and somehow found its way into Rashi. Now the Rashba over here was also bothered by this question, why did Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak have to quote Shmuel in order for him to ask his kasha? And he says you have to say one of two things. Either Eina Chanam, you don't really need this for his kasha. Just Derech Agav, once he quoted that part of the Mishnah, he explained Shmuel's understanding in the Mishnah. Or he says, alternatively, you could say that you do need the words of Shmuel in order to ask the kasha. Because if not for Shmuel, if the Mishnah would mean that the Kaisli Habayis, literally, the walls of the room where he did the Shchita were full of dam, and you could have said the case is talking about where he repositioned the animal in the middle of the shchita. For example, if he started the shchita at a certain spot, and as the shchita went on, he was moving the animal closer to the wall, then you'd be able to tell by looking at the dam on the wall at what point of the shchita was the animal zinka. If kaisa beisa shchita in the Mishnah would be referring to the actual wall of the room, then you would not have a raya. You could say that by looking at the dam on the wall, it's possible to tell at what point of the shchita was the animal zinka. Therefore, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak has to bring Shmuel, who says, Kaisa Beis HaShchita is not referring to the wall, but it's referring to the skin near the neck of the animal, and there's definitely no way to tell at what point it was Zinka, the beginning of the Shchita or the end of the Shchita. Now, based on this, the Rashba goes further, and he says, we can understand, according to Rava, who argues with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rava holds that you need Dafka Perchus Beseif Shchita, the Chari, according to Rava, the Kasha is difficult. What is the Pshat in the Mishnah? That which Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak proved, in the case of Sheikha Belaylu, Lamacher, Hishkim, and Mosak Solom, Leim Dam, from there he saw that you don't have to have Dafka Perchus Beseif Shchita, because in this case there's no way to know when the Perchus took place. So the Rashba says, Al-Karach Rava would answer this Kasha by saying that the Pshat in the Mishnah is not like Shmuel. Solom, Leim Dam in the Mishnah would mean literally the walls of the room where he shechted. And if that's what it means, then like the Rashba explained, it is possible sometimes to know at what point it was Zinka, whether it was the beginning of the Shechita or later on in the Shechita. If the animal's position changed, then by seeing where exactly the dam is on the wall, one can tell when the Zinka took place. So this is how Rava will answer the Kasher of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, based on the Rashba's explanation why Nachum Bar Yitzchak had to come on to the words of Shmuel, because without the words of Shmuel, then there would be no Kasher from the Mishnah. Now, Taisov Yandiba Maschel Rava, he was also bothered by this problem. How is Rava, who holds that the Pirchus has to be B'Seif Shita, going to answer the Kasher of Nachum Bar Yitzchak from Reb Shimon in the Mishnah? The Taisa says that according to Rava, L'chashinan Dilma B'tchila Shita Zinek, Mishum D'Lashicha Shatia Zinek Elul B'Seif. Rava holds the Messias is Zinek always happens B'Seif Shita. Therefore, if he sees that there was a Zinek, the Akarcha there was B'Seif Shita, therefore it would be good enough. According to Taisa, you don't have to say the Rava argues on Shmuel in the explanation of the words Ksalam Malayim Dam in the Mishnah, that according to Rava it would mean the walls of the room as opposed to Shmuel's Pshat. Rava also could be masking to Shmuel, Ksalam Malayim Dam could be on the neck of the animal. That proves that it was Zinka, and once we know that it was Zinka, then according to Rava it's Pasha that the Zinka happened at the end of the Shechita. That's normal to happen as opposed to the beginning of the Shechita. According to this, it would come out that the Shechita of Shmuel himself, according to the Pshat of the Rashba, it would be muchach that Shmuel himself must hold like Menachem Bar Yitzchak, that even a Pirchus in the beginning of the Shechita is also good enough. Since Shmuel explained the Mishnah, they were talking about the Kaisa based on Shechita, the neck of the animal, and there's no way to know when that Zinka happened, Akarchi would have to hold like Menachem Bar Yitzchak. Hashem can go into the Pshat of Tosis, Shmuel himself could also hold like Rava. He can also hold that you don't have to be Cheshish that the Zinek happened in the beginning of the Shechita, since that's something which is not Shriach. Now the Rashash over here brings another Pshat, to explain how Rava would answer the Kasher of Nachum by Yitzchak, his right from the Mishnah, and that is, Rava could hold that Zinik maybe really is better than a Pirchus, like the Gemara wanted to suggest. If Zinik would actually be Odif than Pirchus, then there would be no Kasher Bechlal. Other types of Pirchus, the din would be only if it's Mefarchus B'Seif Shechita, Ashenkin Zinka, which was the strongest Simon of Chias, that helped even if it's the beginning of the Shechita. The problem which the Gemara had with this is, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Rav Elazar said in the Mishnah, Dayam Zinko, which is clearly Mashma, that Zinko is not as strong as Pirchus of Yad V'Regel. Then the Gemara wanted to suggest that Zinko would be in between the Pirchus of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Pirchus of the Chachamim. In other words, it wouldn't be as good as the Pirchus of Yad V'Regel, but it would be stronger than the Pirchus of Yad O'Regel. That the Gemara says, cannot possibly be, because the Lashon of the Chachamim is, Ashet Tefarchus of Yad V'Regel, which is Mashma, that they're coming to say that you need more than the previous Tana. Obviously, they're not going back on Moshe Ben Gamliel, who says you need Pirchus of Yad and Regel. They must be going back on Reb Elazar, who says Dayam Zinka, and to that the Chacham say that that's not enough, you need a stronger Pirchus of Yad or Regel. If that's the case, then it would come out that Zinka is not as strong as Pirchus of Yad or Regel, and the Kasher of Menachem Yitzchak would remain that if Zinka helps even the beginning of the Shechita, then for sure Pirchus also should help even the beginning of the Shechita. Pakapam the Rishash says that we could suggest Bidas Rova. Rava could hold that really Zinka is stronger than the Pirchus of the Chachamim of Yad or Regel. The Aush the Chacham uses Lashon of Ad, Ashet Tefarchus B'Yari B'Regel, the Rishash says, the Chod is a simple way to answer that Lashon of the Mishnah. He points out that just like in the beginning of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Ashet Tefarchus B'Yad U'B'Regel, what is the Ad of Reb Shimon Gamliel? He's not going back on any previous Tana. Akrochach, the Lashon of Ad just means that if one Shechsa Mizukenis, it's not going to be kosher, until it is Mefarchus B'Yari V'Regel. As if the Mishnah would have said, HaShechir is a Musukenes, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Einik Sheira Ad Shetefarchus B'Yari V'Regel. The Lashon of Ad in Rav Shimon Gamliel has to be translated that way. If so, the Rishash says, we could say the same thing in the Chachamim, and the Chacham say, Ad Shetefarchus Oy B'Yari V'Regel, according to Rav, it would mean the same thing. The Chacham are not going back on the previous Tana, they're not coming to be Machmer more than Rebbe Lazar, rather they're just saying, that if one shechsa misukenes einik sheira achet tefarchus oibiyad oibiregel, and if that's the lashon of ad, then you don't have a right anymore that the chacham are coming to be machmor more than Reb Elazar, and the oilam you could still say, like the Gemara suggested, that zinka really is a stronger simin than pirchus of yad oibiregel. And if so, Reb Nachum Yitzchak would no longer have a raya, einik nami zinka does help even in the beginning of the shechita, that's because it's a stronger simin of chiyas, hashenching the pirchus of yad oibiregel, that perhaps would have to be dafka be'emtza shechita or be'soiv shechita. Almaisa, this taina of the Rishash, which seems to be a strong taina, one would have to understand why the Gemara over here did hold that there's a raya from the Mishnah, from the Lashon of Ad. But Akohana Bedas Rava, we could say that he held the Lashon of Ad in the Mishnah is not a raya, and really Zinka could be stronger than Perchus. Now, continue on in the Gemara, at the bottom of Lamed Chesamad Aleph, Rava over here brings, Menah Minullah, what's my raya that you need a Pirchas Dafka B'Seif Shchita. He brings a right from a Braisa which darshins different Psulei Karbonis from the Pasuk Shari Kesev Ayez Ki Yivolid. From the word Ki Yivolid we learn Pratli Yitzadayfin, and from the word Tachas Ima in that Pasuk we learn Pratli Yosayim. And the Gemara explains what exactly is the Psul of Yosayim. If the Vlad was first born and then the mother died, that definitely would be kosher. As Rashi over here explains, based on the Shita of Rabbeisi Aglili in the Teras Kainim, that the word Tachas in this Pasuk means in place. The Vlad was born in place of the mother, so even in the case where immediately after the birth the mother died, that would not be a problem of Yosayim. What is the problem of Yosayim Dafka in a case where the mother died before the child was born? As Rashi brings, there's another Pasuk which says, Shivas Yomim Yia Im Imoy. So from the two Pasukim, the one that says Tachas, which is mashma that even if the child replaced the mother, you don't need that the mother was alive for all 7 days. And from the other Pasuk which says Im Imoy, from there you learn that there has to be some point in time that the Eim and the Vlad were Ba'ilam, otherwise it's possible for a carbon. And the Gemara is bothered that in this case, where the mother died before the child was born, that anyways would be possible because of Yetzer Deifin. If the mother died and you had to remove the child, that would be possible for a different reason. Why do you need the Pasuk of Yosayim? So the Gemara explains the case would be Azep Pirish Lamisa, Azep Pirish Lachaim. The case where simultaneously the mother died and the child was born, so in that case it's not possible because of Yetzer Deifin, but it would have the Pasuk of Yosayim since at no point in time were they both alive. Now this is what Rava said, Rashi explains, it means to say that Bishlma, if the psal of Yosayim tells us that if the mother is not alive at the end of the Leida, and a little bit further as well, Lashna Vashi is La'achar Leida Ma'at, then we understand that would not have been dismayed from the Pasuk of Yetzer Deifin, because if at the moment of the Gemar Leida, the mother is still alive, that would be enough to say that the child was not a Yetzer Deifin. So you need the Pasuk of Yosayim to tell us that even if the mother is alive at the Gemar Leida, it has to be alive a bit further afterwards as well, otherwise we'll have a psal of Yosayim. If whoever the Psal of Yosim does not require the mother to be alive a little bit after the Gemara of the Leda, in other words, if the mother died B'Seif Leda, that's right enough, that would not be considered a Yosim. The only time it would be considered Yosim if it died B'Emsa Leda, that already would be possible anyhow, because that would be considered a Yetzer Deifin. If it died in the middle of the Leda and you have to take the child out, that would be possible anyhow, because of Yetzer Deifin, why do you need the Drasha of Yosim? This is the Raya of Rava, that a karcha over there, the din of Yosayim, requires the mother to be alive, but Gemara Leda, and a bit afterwards as well. Now the shayla still is, how is this a Raya to Arsugyo? What is the comparison between the din of Yosayim as far as Hechsher for a carbon to the discussion in Arsugyo, when the Pirchas has to be when one checks a Misukenis? So the Lashon of Rashi over here, in Dibur Maschal Loma Likro, Rashi says, Elishma Mino Kol Milsa Debo Bor Abonin Chiyusa Be'inan Shehei Chiyus B'Gemar Dilei. Whenever the Chacham say that there has to still be Chiyus remaining, we're referring to the Gemara, which as Rashi learns throughout the Sugya, that really means that even a bit afterwards as well. Rakapam, the Gemara is comparing the same way as far as the Psul of Yosim is concerned. We understand it means to say that the mother has to be alive a bit after the Leda as well. So too, as far as our Sugya is concerned, there will still have to be some Chiyus, meaning there still is a Perchus, even after the Shechita. Now obviously this will need further hasbar. Why is it so posh to make a comparison between the two? The din of Yosim, we can understand that if the mother died at the time of the Gemara of the Leda, there was no point that the mother lived onward past the Leda, so they were never alive in the world at the same time. Now we can understand it's referred to as a Yosim. How is it right to Arsiga that if the Chiyus stopped, meaning it stopped being Mefarchis at the exact moment of the Gemara Shechita, this would not be good enough to make the Shechita kosher? So the Zimhalach which is brought down from Achrinim, from the Sefer Mabusha Yontif, and similarly from the Biskrov and Menachas Davov, they explain that the din of Yosayim, in truth, is not really a new psul. That which we dash in from the Pasuk, that if it's Ezepirish Lemisav, Ezepirish Lechaim, the din is that it's possible for a carbon, in truth, it's really an extra Hisofa in the din of Yetzer Deifin. The Iker din of Yetzer Deifin tells us that it has to be the child was born through a regular Leda. If the mother died and the child had to be taken out, the Vlad is possible for a carbon. And the Drasha of Yosim tells us that if it's Zeh Pirish L'Misa, if Zeh Pirish L'Chaim also it's possible, that's also included in the Psal of Yetzer Deifin. In other words, the Drasha is telling us how long exactly does the mother have to be alive that the Vlad should not get a Psal of Yetzer Deifin. It has to be at the Gemara of the Leda, at the end of the Leda, the mother is still alive. If at the moment of the Gemara Leda, the mother died as well, that's also possible for the Psal of Yetzer Deifin. So the Yisrael that we learn from this Pasuk is When the Torah says the mother has to be alive b'shas leida, in order for the vlad to be kosher, it means to say until the end of the leida, at the time of the end of the leida, the mother has to still be alive in order for the vlad to be kosher, which according to Rashi means the mother's life has to extend momentarily even after the leida, and therefore from here we're able to learn to shechita as well. Shechita also the din is that the shechita has to be done on an animal which is alive. What's considered that the shechita was done on an animal which is still alive, if at the end of the shechita the animal was already dead, that's not considered a shechita on a live animal. The only way it can possibly be considered a shechita on a live animal is if the animal continues to live for a moment even after the end of the shechita. So if the din yasim would have been its own din and not been megala on the din of yetzer daifin, there would be no raya, just because the Torah is makbid that the aim and the vlad be alive in the world at the same time. And well, there we understand that if the mother has to have been alive a moment after the leida, there would be no way you could bring a raya from there to the din of shechita that has to be mefarches after the shechita. Now that it's not a new din, it's a gilui on the din of yetzer daifin, the Torah is megala to us that zepir shlamisa, zepir shlachaim is not considered that the mother gave birth while the mother is alive. The mother had to have been alive for a moment after. By shechita zo, in order for it to be considered a shechita on an animal which was still alive, it had to have been mefarches for a moment after the shechita. This is a mahalach to explain the sugya according to the shechita of Rashi. The perchus b'seif shechita means the animal continues to be mefarches even after the completion of the shechita for another moment. The Gemara is comparing this to the din of Yosim, where the mother has to be alive for another moment after the leida. If, however, you learn like the mahalach of Tosfos in the sugya, that according to Rav, seif shechita does not mean it has to continue being mefarches after the completion of the shechita, as long as we know that there is still chiyus at the moment of the gemar shechita, that's good enough. According to this mahalach, what is it exactly that we're trying to learn for the din of Yosim? So in the Sefer Evan Ozel from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, Halacha Yud Aleph, he explains the pshat in the sugya as follows, that the truth is all of the Amirim really hold, in order for the behemoth to be kosher, it has to be that it still had chiyus until the end of the shechita. The shechita of Rav Nachman holds that it's enough tchila shechita. The pshat is, as we explained earlier, that's enough of a siman to show that it still had chiyus at the end of the shechita. And Rav Chisda holds that a pirchus b'emta shechita is enough. It's also for this reason that that's enough of a siman to show that there was still chiyus at the end of the shechita. And what Rav is trying to prove over here is that this is not the case. In order for the behemoth to be kosher, you need a pirchus at the end of the shechita, because you don't say that the pirchus is a siman to any chiyus beyond the moment of the actual pirchus itself. This is the raya which Rav brings over here for the din of Yosim. The din of Yosim obviously is in a case where there's no psul of yetzer daifin, meaning even in a case where the mother gave birth to the child on its own, if afterwards it died, it would still be possible with the din of Yosim. And that's Rav's taina over here. If we see that the mother had koyach to give birth to the child, that's equivalent to a pirchus. If you hold like the other shittos, like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak or Rav Chisda, the same way a perchus is a simin that there was a chiyus beyond the actual perchus, so too over here, if the mother gave birth to the child, the mother showed that it had strength to push the baby out on its own, that would be a simin that it continued to live beyond that point. And if so, how could there ever be a psul of yosim, meaning in a case where it was not possible din yetzer daifin, and the mother gave birth to the child, it should not be nifsa with a psul of yosim either, because a karkach must have continued to live beyond the moment of the birth. This is the taina of Rava, and from here he proved that a karcha we don't say that just because the mother had kayach to give birth, that's the right that it continued living on. Rather, it's possible that it died immediately after the birth, so too as far as perchus is concerned, we would not be able to prove from the fact that it had a perchus in the beginning of the shechita or in the middle of the shechita that it had any chiyus beyond that and that it lived until the end of the shechita. This is the pshat of Rabbi Zalman, but as we said, this is not a pshat in Rashi in this sugya. Rashi clearly does not say this hesber, and further according to Rashi that the pshat in Rava is that the perchus has to continue beyond the end of the shechita, you would not have a right to that according to this mahalach. The pshat in Rashi would be like the first mahalach which we said, the pshat from the Mabush Yontif and the Rizka Rav. Now discuss another point over here, and that is a fundamental question, how exactly to define a yetzer daifin. The sugya over here is mevur that in the case where the mother died before the child was born, then that child will be considered a yetzer daifin and it will be possible for a carbon. However, it's not clear 100% what exactly is the reason why that would be considered a yetzer daifin. The mashmois of Rashi over here in the Maschal Pratt yetzer daifin, Rashi's lashon is shekaruha v'hitziyuha. They had to tear open the mother because she had died already. She wasn't able to give birth on her own and take out the child. It would seem from this Rashi that the reason why a child who was born after the mother died is considered a yetzer daifin is because the only way to get the child out is through doing it surgically, meaning the vlad is not being taken out through the rechem, the birthing canal. That's why it's classified as a yotze doifin. If we take a look at Rabbeinu Gershon over here, however, Rabbeinu Gershon is mevur, any time the child is taken out after the mother dies, that has the status of a yotze doifin. Mashmaya says even if it's taken out through the rechem also, it would be possible for a carbon, it would be called a yotze doifin. The lashon of Rabbeinu Gershon over here is, in the case where first the mother died and afterwards the child was born, his lashon is kivin de meisi imay ein neilad kedarkay kederach roiv hanayladim the roiv hanayladim bechayin iman noldim. He says this would have a din of yotze doifin because it's not born the way most bloodless are born. Most bloodless are born while the mother is still alive. Here it was born after the mother died. That gives it the din of a yotze doifin. Rabbeinu Gershon's mashma, even if it will be taken out derech the rechem, still a din will be that it has a din of yotze doifin and it will be possible for a carbon. So what exactly is this difference which we see between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon? In Chedushim, Ari Shapiro, he says, B'das Rashi, the Rashi holds that in Metzias it's not possible for the child to be born after the mother dies already, unless the mother is torn open. But if somehow there would be a case where the child can be born derech Rechem, then L'chei Rashi would hold that it's not considered a Yotze Doifin. Based on this Rashi, which is Mavur, that it's not possible to give birth after the mother dies, he wants to answer the Kasha of Tosis over here. Tosis in Diba Maschel El Zepirish Shemisav Zepirish L'chaim. Tosis asks from now, which is Mavur in Ersugya, that the soul of Yosim is in a case where it was Zepirish Shemisav Zepirish L'chaim at the same moment of birth. That's when the mother dies, and Tosis says L'chaira, Ersugya would be a right that Bidei Shemaim Efshir L'tzamtim. Something which happens B'day Shemaim, it's possible for us to be Oymid and to know the exact moment which it happened. It's possible for us to know that at the same moment that the child was born, the mother died. And if that would be the case with the Torah is telling us that the child is possible with the din of Yosim. In other words, what Tosis means to say is, if it will be Efshir L'tzamtim, it will not be possible for us to know that exactly at that moment that the child was born, the mother died. And we always have to be Chayshish. Maybe the mother really died a moment before the child was born, then it will be possible with the psal of Yotze Doifin. So again, why would we need the Torah to tell us this psal of Yosim? Where is it Negeya? Tosis by Yosim is Mekatzer, however, Tosis in Erevin, and after Tezvavim and Begis, Dibur Maschal Paratz Ka'imid, he asks the same Kasha, and here we see clearly that this is the Kasha which Tosis was bothered by. Tosis answers this Kasha, it would be Negeya Myovi Eliyo, if Eliyo would tell us that it was at the same moment when Hakoponim, the Marish Shapiro says that according to Rashi, that it's not Shaychim Metzias, for the mother to give birth to the child after the mother died already. So there will be no suffix over here, in case where it was Zepir Shlamisav or Zepir Shlachaim, even if Iyashir L'tzamtim, it would not be possible to know for sure that it was the same moment. Still, we would not have to be Chayshish that the mother perhaps died before the child was born, because if that was the case, then the birth would not have been able to take place. It's not shy for the birth to take place if the mother is dead already. So that would be Teres of the Kasha of Tosfos. Ragapam, this is how the Marish Shapiro learns the Pshat and Rashi. It's not shaykh for the child to be born derech harechem if the mother is dead already. Now, derech agav, once we mention this Tosis is bothered. If the din will be that Bidei Shemaim Eif Shalitzamtim, you would not need the Joshua to be made a Yosim, since anyways, Misafik, you would have to be Cheshish that perhaps the mother died before the child was born. So Tosis over here, and Erevin is Madcha, that really you could say that Bidei Shemaim Eif Shalitzamtim. And you need the pasuk for Yosim in a case where Eliyahu Hanavi came and told us that it was Nasa B'Tzimtzum, that at the moment the mother died, the vlad was born. Tosis himself says it's a doichik, but shavke dekrodu doichik, umuke anavshei. Hakracha the pasuk would have to be talking about in this specific situation. What Tosis means to say is that even if you hold B'dei Shemaim Eif Shalitzamtzim, it means it's not possible for us to verify and to know that it was B'Tzimtzum, since it's impossible to be B'Tzimtzum. Therefore, the din of the Torah is to always assume that two things did not happen at exactly the same moment. However, it is still theoretically possible. Therefore, if Eliyahu would tell us that it happened b'tzimtzum, like in our case, if he would tell us that the mother died and the child was born at the same moment, so if not for the joshua of the din Yosim, he would have said that it's kosher for a carbon. Now that we have the pasuk of Yosim that tells us that it's possible for a carbon. Akupam, this is how Tosis by us and Tosis in Erevin holds that there is no raya from Rasugyo that Bidei Shemaim Efshir L'tzamtzim. Tosis, however, in other places does bring this raya in Bechoris Daf Yudzayin and in Sukkot Daf Tezvov. In these places, Tosis did not want to say that the pasuk is necessary dafka in a case where Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us that the Misa and the Lady were the same moment. Now, based on that which Tosis says in Rasugyo, that the pasuk is only necessary in the case where Eliyahu Navi comes and tells us that the Mishnah and the lady were the same moment. With this, the Mari Kurkus explains the sheet of the Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Isur Mizbeach, where he lists all the psulim, all the animals which are possible for a carbon. So if there in Halacha Daud, he brings the Joshua, which our Gemara brings, Ki Yivali Pratli Yisadayfin, V'hayashiv Asyomim Pratli Mechusar Zman, Tachasime Pratli Yosayim. However, further on in the Perek, in Halacha Yir Aleph, where he makes a summary, he brings 14 different types of psulim, and he makes no mention at all of the psul of Yosayim. The Raivra over there asks on the Rambam, why did the Rambam leave out the psul of Yosayim? But the Mari Kurkus over there explains that since the Rambam paskens the Halacha Iyaf Shalat Samtim, and if Iyaf Shalat Samtim, the only way it would be negated the psul of Yosayim is if Eliyahu comes and tells us that the Misa and the Lady were the same moment. Therefore, the Rambam did not feel necessary to list the psul of Yosayim separately in Halacha Yir Aleph. It's Be'etzim really included in the psul of Yotzei Dayfin, since in every case where it seems to us that the child came out the same moment that the mother died, you always have to be chayshur that maybe really it was a moment afterwards, and it's possible Misham Yotzei Dayfin. Now, the Sefer Emes Yaakov over here, from Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzal, he says if one looks carefully in Rashi and the Sig over here, they'll see that Rashi is Muchach, that in the case where a child is born, not through the koyach of the mother pushing the child out, rather the child had to be taken out, that is the din of a Yotzei Dayfin, even if it actually came out through the Rechem. He understands when Rashi says, Kru'ua v'hitziyuha, it doesn't dafka mean that he took the child out through the beten, through the abdomen, rather even if it was taken out through the Rechem also, since it did not come out mikayach the mother's pushing, it will also have the status of a Yotzei Dayfin. Yaakov understands this to mean that even in the case if the mother is still alive, still a din will be that has the din of Yotzei Dayfin, even if it came out through the Rechem, in the case where someone on the outside removed the child, since it did not come out through the koyach of the mother. This is different than Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon is saying, dafka in the case where the mother died, there if it was taken out through the rechem, we'll have a din of Yotzei Dayfin. The Maharish Shapir held with Das Rashi that even in the case where the mother died, if it would be theoretically possible to take out the blood, derech harechem, it would not have a din of Yotzei Dayfin. And Rabbi Yaakov is the third side. Rabbi Yaakov understands with Das Rashi, even if the mother was alive, but it was taken out through an outside procedure, the doctor or someone had to do something to get it out, that will have a din of a Yotzei Dayfin. And based on this, Rabbi Yaakov says, it's not so poshut how in our days we're able to do a bris milah on Shabbos. Since the din is that a child who was born through a Yotzei Dayfin, the bris milah is not a Yotzei Shabbos. And if so, even in the case when a child is born through the Rechem, if the doctor had to take action in order to get the child out, for example, he says, if the doctor had to make an episiotomy, it's not so poshut, he says, that this will not make it into a Yotzei Dayfin. Now, continue on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah brings a three-way machlokes tanoim. If one shechts an animal on behalf of a goy, is the shechita kosher? The Tanakama holds that the shechita is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's possible because stam machshavas ivi keichovim, lavoides keichovim. The Bailam who was a goy, b'stam had machshav that the shechita should be done, l'shem avoides zara, therefore it would be osur b'hanah. Even if it's only a small chelik, which was owned by a goy, the din is true, then it's osur b'hanah. Taisa of Yandir Maskal Psula points out that even though the Lashon of Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah is a Lashon of Psul, when we find that other places the Lashon of Psul is Mashma, that it's only Asr Ba'achil and not Asr Ba'hano, here Akarch it is Asr Ba'hano because once it's Shechted, Hashem of Vedazar has a din of Zivchei Mesim, which is Asr Ba'hano. Taisa explains that since the Lashon of the Chacham in the Mishnah is Ksheira, therefore Rabbi Lazar chose the Lashon of Psula, Be'erich Nami Kointer Rabbi Lazar, the din will be that it's also Asr Ba'hano. And the third sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. He holds Eina kol hoylich ela achara sheichet. Only the sheichet can have machshava, and the Bailam's machshava is irrelevant. The Gemara has two sotim how to understand the machlekes in the Mishnah. According to the first side, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer are both maskim to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer by Rabbi Yossi, who holds as far as machshava's pigul is concerned, that not only the kohen who's doing the avodas could be mefagel, the Bailam also could be mefagel. The machlekes of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah is the Tanakama holds we don't say stam machshavas evi keichovim lavidus keichovim unless we hear that he was machashiv a machshavas l'shem avidazara. We don't assume that that's what his machshava was. And Blazer holds we do say stam machshavas evi keichovim lavidus keichovim. And Rabbi Yossi, the third shita, he argues in Blazer by Rabbi Yossi, and he holds both as far as machshavas pigul is concerned and machshava l'shem avidazara and Mishnah is concerned. In both of these cases, ze machashiv ze evi lo yaminon. Only the one who's doing the Aveda or the Shechita, his Machshav has relevance. The Machshav of the Bailam is irrelevant. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, the Ikeda Amri, the Pshan in the sheet of the Tanakhama, is not that he holds We don't say stam machshavas over kechavim lavoydes kechavim. Rather, even if we heard beferish that the Balaam who was a goy had a machshava l'shem avoydes zara, still there's a difference between avoydes pnim and avoydes chutz. Dafka avoydes pnim, dafka by a carbon, that's the Balaam could be mefagel. Mashenkin by the shechita of chulin, the Balaam's machshava is irrelevant. And this Rabbi Elazar argues and he says yafinon chutz mi pnim, the same way the Balaam of a carbon could have machshavas pigol, the Balaam of behemah of chulin also could have machshava l'shem avoydes zara. And the third sheet of Rabbi Yossi, he holds that even Machshava Spiegel is dafka for the Oved, not for the Bailam. Now the Rishonim over here, the Ramban, the Rash, where they discuss, it seems to be mashma that even the Tanakama who holds that Hashaycha Le'Oved Kachav Mishritasei Kshira, it's only B'diyeved, but L'chadchila, one should not shecht an animal on behalf of a Goy. So the Ramban and the Rash, where they explain, the Bishma according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, that the Tanakama is really also maskim, if we know the Goy had a Machshava, the Shem of Zara, that it is nifsal, so we understand why the chatchila one should not shecht. Although stam machshavas ayvikoychavim lav laivikoychavim, we don't assume that you had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah. But since if he actually did, then it would become aser. So we understand why the chatchila one should not do such a shechita. He should not be samech that the guy is not thinking l'shem avodah zarah. Perhaps he really is, and the animal will be aser. In the Sefer Tiras Yaakov, he's mdaik in the lashon of the Gemara. Al derech this, because the lashon of the Gemara is stam machshavas ayvikoychavim laavodah zikoychavim lo yaminon. The lashon of the Gemara, when it explains the sheet of the Tanakama, is that we don't assume that the machshavas ayvikoychavim is l'shem avodas kechavim. The Gemara, however, does not say that stam machshavas ayvikoychavim lav laivikoychavim. The Gemara does not say that we could assume that ayvikoychavim did not shecht l'shem avodas zara. All the Gemara says is that we don't assume that he did shecht l'shem avodas zara. For that reason, then, is that it's mutter, but since there's also no assumption that he's not going to shecht l'shem avodah zarah, therefore the din is that one should not do such a shechita l'chatchila. Akapah and the Rishonim continue, if however you hold like the second lashon of the Gemara, that according to the Tanakama, even if we know that he was mechashiv l'shem avodah zarah, still would not become aser, if so, why can't one do such a shechita even l'chatchila? So the Ramban explains that there's an isra l'chatchila because if we're going to allow him to eat from an animal where the Balaam may have had a machshav l'shem avodah zarah, he may eventually come to an eat from an animal where the sheikhet had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah. That's the reason why he cannot shech l'chatchila. The mice of both the Ramban and the Rashba bring a tzad to say that the lashon of the Mishnah, shechitas ekshei, is lav dafka, even l'chatchila one can shech for a goy. Ragapran, they did have a tzad to say that it's also b'diyavid. In the Sefer Chidushei Mari Shapiro over here, he asks, from now which meisim b'choyoyim, he says all the time, we shech behemoths which are owned by a goy and we eat from them, why are we not choishish for the tzad and rishenim that this is also to do l'chatchila? So he explains that according to the way the rishenim say that in the first lashon of the Gemara, the reason why one cannot shech l'chatchila an animal which is owned by a goy is because maybe he really did have machshav l'shem avodah zarah. Although we don't say sam machshav es evi kechavim l'avodah kechavim, there still is a chshash, therefore one should not shech l'chatchila. However, he says, we don't pass like the first lashon. We hold la'alocha zeh mechashiv v'zeh oivet lo yaminon. Machshav of the Bayam does not play a role. We hold the Pshat in the Tanakama is like the second lashon, that even if we would hear the Balaam who is a goy have machshava l'shem avodah zarah, still you can eat from the behema. According to that, the Rishonim explain why would it not be mutter l'chatchila? The Pshat is because if you come to eat from an animal where the Balaam had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah, you may come to eat from an animal where the sheikhet had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah. And he explains, Mari Shapira, that this is only negay in a case where you know that he had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah. If you know the Balaam had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah and still you eat from it, you may come to an eat from an animal where the sheikhet had a machshav l'shem avodah zarah. Therefore, in a case where you did not hear anything about the Balaam being machashav l'shem avodah zarah, then one would even be allowed to shech l'chatchila. This chiddush of the Mari Shapira is very mistaber. If you shecht an animal for a guy and no one heard anything about him having a machshav l'shem avodah zarah, why would that cause someone to eat from an animal where the sheikhet had a machshav l'shem avodah zarah? Bishlama, if the Balaam has a machshava and we hear about it, we know that he's machashav l'shem avodah zarah, and we eat from the carbon anyhow, we understand that may bring us to also eat from a carbon where the sheikh had a machshav l'shem avodah zarah. However, if a guy gives us an animal and we don't hear anything about him machashav l'shem avodah zarah, then it would even be mutter shech l'chatchila. There's no tzad that this would bring someone to eat from an animal where the sheikh had a machshav l'shem avodah zarah. This is the heter l'maisa, he says, to l'chatchila shech an animal which is owned by a guy. The hezbush, the rishenim given the ikah the army why you should not shech l'chatchila an animal which is owned by a guy. That would only be in a case where he gives you an animal to shech, and you hear him saying that he wants to shechita should be l'shem avodah zarah, even though in that case also it would be kosher b'diyeved, since zeh mechashiv v'zeh oivet lo yaminon, but in that case one should not shech l'chatchila, This may bring someone to eat also from an animal where the Sheikhid had a machshava, the shame of Avodah Zarah. And to go back to the second Mahalach of the Ramban, which we mentioned before, the Ramban has a tzad to say that even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is, HaSheikhid Leiv Vichom Shechitah Seik Sheiro, really even the Chathchila one can shecht the behemoth of a Goya. Why does it say this Lashon of HaSheikhid? The Ramban explains, because if the Mishnah would say Lashon of Lechathchila, Sheikhnim Leiv Vichovim, it would not be Murach in the Mishnah that one can eat from the behemoth. One perhaps could think the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, one is allowed to shecht the behemoth of a goy, and not that he's allowed to eat from it. The chiddush of the Mishnah would be that although the oivik chavim is being mechashiv l'shem avodah zarah, the yid is still allowed to do the meisa shechita for him, and he's not over the isser of lifnei iver l'sita nichshol. You would think that really it is aser b'achila, since the guy is mechashiv, and the bayam does have the ability to mechashiv and to aser the carbon. The Mishnah would just mean that you're allowed to do the shechita for him, but enechanami the baser would be aser b'achila. This is the second mahalach of the Ramban, and according to this mahalach, one is allowed to do the shechita even lechatchila and eat from the basar. The maaseh this would need further hesber. The Ramban seems to be mavur, even if the truth would be that the bialim who's a goy can be mechashiv and he could aser the carbon with his machshava l'avodah zarah. Even if this was the case, the din still would be that the yid is allowed to do the maaseh shechita, obviously not to eat from the carbon, but he would be allowed to do the shechita would not be a problem of lufnei iver lesita and michshal. And the question is why not? Why is this not a problem of lufnei iver? The Yid is doing the Maisa Shechita, and through that he's enabling the Goy to have a Machshava, and to make the Shechita into a Shechita of an Avodah Zarah. Why is this not a problem of Lifnei Iver? So in the Sefer Ha'aretz on Maseches Chulin from Rabbi Yashiv Zitzal, he explains what the Ramban means. If the Mishnah would have said a Lashon, Sheichten Lo'ivet Kechavim, we would have understood it means to say that one could do the Maisa Shechita, but the Basar is Aser Ba'achila, and the reason for that would be, because really it's a Safek whether Stam Machshavas Lo'ivet Kechavim La'avodis Kechavim. And Rabbi Yashiv brings some Achreinim who are Mavur, the Isser of the Lifnei Iver is only on something which is a Vadei Michshol, something which is only a Safik Michshol, a Safik Isser, there is no Isser Bechal of Lifnei Iver, therefore we would have understood that since it's a Safik, whether it's Stam Achshav, Savik Echavim, Lavidis Kechavim, therefore he's allowed to do the Shechit, it's not a problem of Lifnei Iver. However, when it comes to eating from the Basar of this Behema, that would be a Safik Isser Dereisa, perhaps Stam Achshav, Savik Echavim, Lavidis Kechavim, and it is also with an Isser of Sakharvis Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it would be osir ma'achila because it's a suffix deraisa, you'd have to go to chumra. That's how one would have understood the Mishnah if they would have said a lashon of sheikh levi kechavim. For that reason, the Mishnah has to tell us that sheikh levi kechavim shechitas sikshira, that the basar is mutter ba'achila, which is because of one of two reasons, the tzulah shenis of the Gemara, according to the first lashon, because we don't say samach shevis evi kechavim levidis kechavim, and according to the second lashon, we don't say zemachashiv v'ze'ovid, we only say that befnim by a carbon and not bechutz. Now, it would be remiss for us to be discussing the sheet of Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi over here in the Sugya, who holds Shemati Shabayil Mefaglin, and not to mention the famous Kasha, the Kasha which Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Baal Mechaber of the Asfin Dereisa, wrote an entire Sefer to address this Kasha, the Sefer Kuntres Gvurei Shmeinim, where he writes 80 possible Mahalchim to answer this Kasha. The Kasha is that according to the sheet of Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, the Baal Mefaglin, if so, a Saita, a woman who had Kini and Stira, and the Torah required that she go through the detection of the Meisaita, how is it ever possible for us to be sure that the Meisaita will really check her and punish her? Every Saita has the means of making the Meisaita ineffective by being mefagol the carbon mincha. Part of the process of a Saita is to bring a mincha as a carbon. The Kohen does a kmitza and other avodas with the carbon mincha, and he's makder on the mizbeach, the kohimitz. Only after does she drink from the Meisaita. And we know that if the carbon mincha became possible for whatever reason, that renders the Meisaita ineffective. So every time, while the Kohen is doing the Avodas, she could be thinking to be mefagel the carbon, since she's considered the Bailim on this carbon mincha. According to Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, that Bailim mefaglim, she could be mefagel the carbon, after when she drinks from the Meisaita, it will be ineffective. So how does it ever prove that she's really innocent and she was not mezane? Maybe she passed the Meisaita by being mefagel the carbon. This is the kasha which he brings. He says, Makshin ma'ilam, this question was asked previously, and on this he compiled a multitude of terutim. I'll mention just a few of the mahalchim. The first mahalch which he says is that in truth there's a kasha about every machshav espigol. We know that the klal is ein adam oisar davar she'ein eshaloi. One cannot create an isra on something which he does not own. And in truth, really every kachim after a person is makdash it's not really his. It's not considered his moment. For that reason, after one is makdash an animal as a carbon, it does not become possible with the psal of muktzah or nevad if he sets it aside as a sacrifice for avodah zarah. Or he serves it itself as Avodah Zarah, since it's not his, Ein Adam Oisar Davar She'ein Eshaloi, so after he was Makdash already, it cannot become possible with the Psal of Mukta or Nevad. If so, how is the Psal of Pigol Chal? How could he be mechashiv to passel it? He quotes a ran in the Durham that's really bothered even the kain who has machshavas pigal while he's doing the meisa avoda. How can he answer it? Also, so now the ran says that with a meisa, adam oisar davar she'ini shaloyi. The kain is doing a meisa avoda, and during the meisa avoda he has machshavas pigal. So through an action, a person can answer even something which is not his. But that would only be a reason why the kain who's doing a meisa could be mefagal. How is the Balaam who's not doing any Maisa, how can he be Mefagal the carbon? Although we're calling him the Balaam, it's not really his mumin, and the Kalav Eino de Moisar Dovashen and Shaloi does apply. So now he says, Akarachi, you have to say that the sheet of Reb Lozer Ber Abesi, the Balaam Mefaglin, it must be talking about Dafka Kotri Kalim, and according to the sheet of Reb Abesi, the Kotri Kalim mumin Balaam. The sheet of Reb Abesi is that one is Makdash a carbon for Kotri Kalim, it's still considered his mumin, as far as different dinim are concerned. Therefore, as far as this din as well, of Eino de Moisar Dovashen and Shaloi, we'll still consider that he owned the carbon, therefore he can't answer it with his machshavas pigal. But that would only be by kotri kalim. By kotri kochim, everyone is maskim that it's not considered his mamin. And since every mincha is kotri kochim, so the mincha saita as well, although we're calling her the bayam of the carbon, but it's not really her mamin, and therefore she would not be able to be mefagal the carbon because of this kav ina de moisa dover sheine shaloi. This is his first teretz to the kasha. The second teretz is along the same lines. It also bets him as the problem of Eina de Moisar Dover Sheini Shaloi. The claim we understand that he could be Mefagal because he's doing the Maisa, but how could the Balaam be Mefagal? So now he says, we could say, the Balaam could be Mefagal b'shas Shchita. Since Be'etzim Shchita really is supposed to be done by the Balaam. That's before the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Memal from Medbeiz and Psachim Daf Zayin Medbeiz. When the Kohen does the Shchita, he's really doing it b'shlichus of the Balaam. Therefore we can understand that if the Balaam was Mefagal b'shas Shchita, it's considered that he's doing a Maisa through the Klav Shluchas Shlodim Kamaisai. That's why the Balaam could be Mefagal during the Shechita. According to this, it's Dafka during the Shechita, where Be'etzim the Balaam is supposed to be doing it, and the Kohen is doing it B'shlichus the Balaam. Any of the other avodas of the carbon which cannot be done by the Balaam, you Dafka need the Kohen to do it, and the Kohen is not doing it B'shlichus of the Balaam, therefore the Balaam is not doing any Maisa at all, therefore he cannot be Mefagal. The Kmitza of Mincha, for example, cannot be done by a Zar, it has to be done Dafka by a Kohen, therefore when the Kohen is doing it, we don't consider that he's doing it B'shlichus of the Balaam. Therefore, even if the Saita will have a Machshavas Pigal during the Kmitza, it will not be Mefagal the carbon because Eino de Moisa Dovashayne Shaloi, the Saita is not doing any Maisa, and the Maisa Kmitza which the Kohen is doing is not being done by Shlichus the Saita. I'll mention another Teres, this is in Oisyud Beis, the 12th answer. He says that even if we'll assume that Balaam can be Mefagal even by Kotri Kochim, there's only a Balaam who's considered a Miskaper with the carbon. This is Mavur later on, enough Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, Eloshin, Kivan de Kunle Likapara Kedide Damyo. The Gemara over there is also discussing the issue of Eino de Moisar Dover Sheini Shaloi. Over there, it's not talking about Machshava Spiegel, it's talking about answering the carbon in a different way, by having Machshava Lashem Avodah Zarah. But Hakapan, the Gemara says, that what makes the carbon his in order for him to answer it, and it should not be a problem of Eino de Moisar Dover Sheini Shaloi, is that which it's Likapara. Likapara doesn't necessarily have to mean Dafka Chatas or an Osham, which is coming to be Mechaper for a Chet. We refer to the biome of any carbon as the miskaper. This means that there's a certain bitzoy, an appeasement which is accomplished through the akrava of the carbon. And therefore he says only a carbon where the biome is considered to be the miskaper, that's what we say the biome could be mefagal the carbon. Mincha Seita, however, he brings a ray from a sefri, that the whole point of the carbon is not to be mechaper, she's not getting any appeasement in Shemayim, there's no bitzoy which is accomplished, it's only maskeris ovin, to detect whether she did the avera and to punish her for doing the avera. Since this carbon does not accomplish any ritzoy, therefore over here there is no din that the Balaam could be mefagal the carbon. These are some of the terutzim. One can take a look in the Sefer Gevura Shmeinim for the other 77.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.